it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Hour two, Toker Talk Radio is happening right now. We're live from Rolla J Studios in legal Potland, Oregon. Great place to be, let me tell you. I've got a lowercase j ready to go. Had some problems with that yesterday, but a lowercase j is ready to go. And coming up on hour two's topics, we got a few things to talk about here. We got Electric Tuesday coming up. Electric Tuesday Daily Toker Tune at 20 after. We get our 420 break on. And on Tuesdays, we enjoy electronic music. Electric Bob's got something in the hopper for us. We'll get to that. Also, we're going to get to Vail, Colorado. Vail, Colorado is discussing whether or not they should allow pot shops. They're leaning toward banning them, like Breckenridge. And because, you know, they don't want our kind. We'll dig a little deeper into this with something that I found to be kind of an interesting inconsistency. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about Colorado, how their state board of health refused to add post-traumatic stress as a qualifying condition for medical marijuana in the state. They've never added another condition for medical marijuana in Colorado. Never. They've never done it in all the 15 years they've had medical marijuana. Now, Dr. Sue Seisley, she's the researcher that's been given the green light by NIDA and the FDA to go ahead and study medical marijuana for PTSD. She disagrees with Colorado. You might be surprised. Really? Oh, yeah. She disagrees. We'll talk a little bit about that also in a later segment of the show. But first, let's start off with the presidential candidates. Because there's the Donald Trump, who is sucking up all the oxygen in the Republican field right now. The field that now totals 16 candidates for president on the Republican side. And none of them can get any airtime because Donald Trump is out there drinking their milkshake. This guy knows media. He's been in reality TV for a long time now, and he knows what sells. And the Republicans are having a problem with it because he keeps saying these anti-immigrant things, anti-Mexican things that, hello, Hispanic vote, by 2050 is going to be the largest voting bloc, racially speaking, right? And it's not like the Hispanic vote has been trending toward Republicans, aside from, you know, Cubans in South Florida. They've already had kind of a deficit here trying to make that up on the Democratic side. So the Republicans, the mainstream ones, are freaking out about Donald Trump because he's saying all this anti-Latino stuff. Jeb Bush, you know, the third possible Bush president that we might have, is married to a Mexican woman. And it took him days to come out and say something about Donald Trump's comments about Mexicans. Days. Because they don't know what to do with the guy. Because the problem is, Donald Trump says what
the mouth breathing the mouth breathing knuckle dragging base of the Republican Party believes. He says all this terrible stuff, but the problem for the mainstream Republicans is they kind of created this Tea Party monster. They kind of created this, we're going to build a wall and lock out the immigrants and we're going to cut Social Security, all these, you know, repeal Obamacare, all these things that they've built up over the years. Donald Trump is now the living embodiment of it. And now Trump might be giving him another headache with respect to marijuana policy. Where does Donald Trump stand on marijuana legalization? Given that he is the GOP frontrunner right now, it seems, given his comments, that he supports the right of states to have their own marijuana laws without federal interference. Seems like he agrees with that. And for years, he's been all over the place. Back in 1990, you know, 15, 25 years ago, Donald Trump called for legalizing all drugs. He said, quote, we're losing badly the war on drugs. You'd have to legalize drugs to win that war. You have to take the profit away from these drug czars. What I'd like to do maybe by bringing it up is cause enough controversy that you get into a dialogue on the issue of drugs so people will start to realize that this is the only answer. There is no other answer, end quote. And that's 25 years ago, 1990. Legalize all drugs, take the profit out. But at the 2015 CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump says he's against the legalization of marijuana. He says, quote, I think it's bad and I feel strongly about that. They've got a lot of problems going on right now in Colorado, some big problems. But when asked when states have their right to change marijuana laws, he says, quote, if they vote for it, they vote for it, end quote. On the other hand, with medical marijuana, he says, quote, it's another thing. I think medical marijuana 100%, end quote.
Jive, marry, grifo, grass, hay. Technically, it's cannabis sativa, the common name, marijuana. She has found a crutch to see her through her difficulties instead of facing up to them and coping with them. And in time, she may be ready to try something different, something better.
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
420 Radio, the activist radio station.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Norman. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That's Mikey Dread with Warrior Stiley. We're back from Legal Potland, Oregon here. It's Toker Talk Radio. I want to give you some idea of what's going on here in Legal Potland. Got a piece of paper. This was mailed to me in my my position as the executive director of Portland Normal. And you know, as I'm the director for Portland Normal, it's kind of weird. We went on the Global Marijuana March in May, and, you know, we're marching about, you know, with our marijuana signs. And we had people on the side of the road that were like, what are you marching for? It's legal now. Like, stupid stoners, you didn't even recognize you won. And that's the thing is we live in a time now where legalization is so popular that I'm afraid some people outside our movement, and that would be, you know, 92% of the people, there's like 8% of us that are regular marijuana consumers, right? That are consuming at least once a month. 92% don't. And they may think that, oh, well, once marijuana is legal, game over, right? There's nothing else to worry about. But we have to be the ones that continue to let them know how much has yet to be done. We've talked about this at the federal level, how we need to fix the banking problem. We need to fix the taxation problem with 280E. And another problem that exists is housing. See, as marijuana consumers, we may be legal, but we're not equal. We don't have equal rights yet. And this was mailed to me, like I said, by one of my constituents as the head of Oregon's Portland Normal chapter. And it's from a property management company. Apparently, this was given to all of the residents of this particular property. Marijuana Q&A. Effective July 1st, 2015, recreational marijuana will be legal in the state of Oregon, making it legal for adults age 21 and over to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana outside their home, 8 ounces within their home, and up to 4 plants in their home out of public view. And then in boldface and italic, however, despite the law change, this property company will continue to prohibit both recreational and medical marijuana at all of their communities. So, this is an apartment community, you know, that these people are living in, you know, hives, basically. It goes on to ask, why can this company prohibit marijuana at the apartment community? They respond, we are a tax credit apartment community funded by the federal government. Per the United States Controlled Substances Act, the federal government does not recognize any form of marijuana, recreational or medical, as a legal substance for use or possession by residents, and therefore, we are required by law to prohibit marijuana at all communities. Does medical marijuana qualify for a reasonable accommodation at my community? Again, due to the nature of the federal government funding and Federal Fair Housing Act, medical marijuana will not be considered as a reasonable accommodation at the time of application or existing residency for any communities, no exceptions. Can my guests smoke marijuana at my community? Marijuana is strictly prohibited at all communities for residents and guests alike, including common areas and individual apartment units. What if I'm caught smoking marijuana at my property? Smoking marijuana is considered a serious non-compliance violation. A for-cause termination notice would be issued, and this infraction could potentially jeopardize your residency. Thanks. Thank you for your valued residency. Should you have additional questions, please do not hesitate to contact your leasing office for assistance. Yep. So, let me read between the lines on this. No, you dirty, disgusting doper. You filthy, loser pothead. You can't smoke your pot here. You can't keep your pot here. You can't grow your pot here. If you want to have some friends over and have some fun, by God, go out and buy some alcohol and get drunk. We'll let you do that. You can drink all day, all night in our apartment communities. We got no problem with that as long as the rent's paid on time. Medical marijuana, no. I'm sorry. If you want to be sick in our houses, by God, you'll take the medicine that we say you need to take. You're going to take only those medicines that have been approved by the FDA, by God. Because if you're going to live under our roof, mister, you're going to obey our rules. Or you can be grounded to your room. Or we'll kick you out. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine getting a pink note in your rent check or whatever the hell it is that you're getting this from? Your rent notice, I guess. Can you imagine it coming back and saying, you need to take all the beer out of your fridge? take all the liquor bottles out of your apartment, because these apartments are now alcohol-free. No alcohol in these apartments. And if you want to use any of your medications, if you're on any benzodiazepines or opiate painkillers, those are not allowed to be stored in our apartments. There's too much danger. Kids could get into them and could accidentally ingest them. And if we catch you drinking a beer or taking any of your medicines, you'll get written up and you'll likely get kicked out of your house. See, the people that are behind these kind of things, it's not the federal government. I mean, it is. That's the technical reason. But for them, it's not like they're going to fight it. You know what I'm saying? What they're saying is like, oh, good. Here we have an ironclad way to discriminate against people we don't like, to discriminate against those kind of people. This is what this has always been about at all levels. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking prohibition is about a drug being bad or harmful or economic competition with timber or whatever. Those are all side symptoms. Those are all part of it, but they're more symptoms of what the actual disease is, and that disease is good old-fashioned American bigotry. That's what the disease is. We don't like your kind, you hippie, dope-smoking, radical, crazy freak, you. Why don't you drink beer like everyone else does? Why don't you pop pills like everybody else does? Why do you got to rock the boat with your wacky tobacco? We can't measure it. We can't come up with accurate doses for it. And the worst part is our companies can't patent it. Anybody can grow it. You know how hard it is to get return to your shareholders when people can just grow your product themselves? Yeah, that's part of it. Those are all part of it, but it really just comes down to racism and classism. It really just comes down to hatred of the other. And we've got the Republican presidential candidates coming up in 2016, and they can't even get to the point where, you know, it was interesting watching how like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama evolved on marriage equality. They didn't evolve on marriage equality. These are intelligent, compassionate people. They've always thought gay marriage was okay. It was no big deal. What evolved was the country around them that made it possible for them to express what their true feelings on the issue actually were. You know, the opposite of leading. Following. Yeah, I'll mention something about it when everybody else gets around to it. So this gives me some hope that we could see some similar evolution sooner rather than later from some of these candidates. And you'd think it's really weird, because the way that the way the polls bounce on this, as far as support for medical marijuana, we're talking above 80% among any demographic in any state you want to poll. Okay, maybe that's hyperbole. Above at least 2/3 majority of any demographic, any state you want to poll. I understand recreational legalization still being a cultural hot button topic. I understand that perspective. And we're talking about majorities that are just 55% nationally and still majorities against, or pluralities against, in most states. I can understand political reticence, but medical marijuana, this is such a slam dunk. When Donald Trump says, oh yeah, medical marijuana, 100%. That may get him farther ahead with Republicans than people are giving that statement credit. Because you still have these politicians, even on the Democratic side, that are all mealy-mouthed and wishy-washy about medical marijuana. And, oh, well, I don't know. We'd have to be real careful. We want to make sure it doesn't lead to any recreational diversions. My God, we can't have healthy people smoking this shit. It's only for the really, really sick. It makes no sense to me. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. After our 420 break, we'll look at the 2016 presidential candidates. Where do they stand on the issue of marijuana legalization? Which, you know, for Republicans should be their issue. Conservative, states' rights, limited government, and wasteful spending. No more nanny state. Ugh.
Oh, 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 oh!
Yes, Mr. Horshack. Really, I mean, this has been the thing that's frustrated me. I've told you before, I'm pretty much a lefty. But one issue on which I'm really conservative is marijuana legalization. To me, it seems like a conservative issue. It's like every bumper sticker you could get from the Republican Party is a bumper sticker for marijuana legalization. We're back right after this.
420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
NARMAL stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay, read the Weed Blog today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Electric Tuesday, featuring the latest in electronic dance music and other cutting-edge genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, time for some Daily Toker Tunes, and joining us to get our electronic groove on, we got Electric Bob from Arizona. How you doing, Bob?
I'm feeling pretty iry right now.
Right on, man. I'm great. You know, I just covered all, like, there's like 20 different initiatives across the states and like a bunch of states with more than one. Arizona is one of them. And you got the Arizonans for Mindful Legalization, and then you got the MPP group. And from your boots on the ground perspective on this, what can you tell us? I mean, is there anything to this other group, this Arizonans for Mindful Regulation?
I've seen, I'm friends with a lot of the people who are running that group, and I've seen them printing out, they like stayed up till like 2 in the morning printing out tons and tons and tons and tons of ballots. So they're going to try to put in their work, but I don't know, because I don't want to like split the vote, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I wish them the best of luck. I wish MPP the best of luck. I just want to be able to grow some weed without having to like worry.
Yeah,
that's all I want to do.
Yeah, like, glad to hear it. So they haven't announced anything in the way of like, you know, big campaign cash or anything.
No cash. It's all they don't have any money.
Okay, all right. So well, that, you know, that seems to be kind of the pattern that's going in other states too. Is like there's a funded MPP effort, and then there's like a local grassroots effort, and that seems to be the pattern.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're still like anti-corporate, whatever. I don't know. They're all the Jack Hara people.
Yeah. We got that. That happens too. And you know, they do bring some points up about you know, some of the differences between their initiative and the MPP initiative that are worth looking at. Unfortunately, in politics these days, if you don't have money, you can't really get anywhere.
Yeah, like I don't like want to knock them. Like they're doing the best they can, but they want to have no money, and they gotta realize you have to have money in order to do anything.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the sad state of affairs in this country.
Yep, sure is. And yeah. To me, it's like, you know, before we had ever legalized, I could understand that, but like now that we have and we know what it takes, it's like I don't understand why we don't just do that. Like,
yeah,
hey,
like we have a proven track record.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Besides Florida, which was medical,
right? And even it got 58%. And we have to think that it was the first like marijuana initiative that ever faced any real opposition, like real serious ad buys against it.
And honestly, if it wasn't for Sheldon Adelson's money buy at the end and what the John whatever his name is,
John Morgan,
they're drunk on stage and shit. If it wasn't for that, I'm pretty sure it would have passed.
Yeah.
All you needed was that senior vote, and they had it. They had it in the can.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, and I'm surprised they don't take more advantage of the gold mine they've got in Bobby Platshorn and his ability to reach out to seniors. You know, why he's not a part of that campaign, I don't understand.
Because they only care about names.
Yeah,
and money.
That could be it. All right, well, let's get to some music because Electric Tuesday always gets me amped up. And tell us about this artist and this song that we got coming up.
This is Wagging Christ. This is off his 1998 or 1996 album, Tally Ho. It's one of my favorite albums. Like, whenever I'm in the car, I put this on and it just makes it wonderful. This is like a really like a breaky type of song, like a lot of drum hits and really, really big atmosphere. It's a good track.
All right. Well, here it is for your 420 Daily Toker Tunes, Wagging Christ with Rendlesham.
I think that's how it's pronounced. I don't know.
It sounds like I'm telling an old Grimm's fairy tale. And the Rendlesham shall attack the Wagon Christ. All right. Wagon Christ with Rendlesham. Enjoy. Thanks a lot, Bob. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem.
Thank you.
420 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific for Marijuana Compassion and Common Sense, podcasting at blogtalkradio.com. Lanny Swerdlow is one of the top nurses in the field of cannabis medicine. Join Lanny and his co-hosts every week as he brings his knowledge and tenacity to Southern California's less weed-friendly areas of San Bernardino and the Inland Empire. Check our online listings for Marijuana Compassion and Common Sense with Lanny Swerdlow from blogtalkradio.com.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome!
It's amazing to consider that I'm holding in my hands the place where someone once felt, thought, and loved for centuries. Scientists have been battling to understand.
Welcome back, everybody. 35 after the hour, that's Symphony of Science with Ode to the Brain. Welcome back to the show. Our phone lines are open at 84-420 Radio. We're going to go to them right now where we've got a caller waiting on the line from 951 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, Russ. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks.
Okay, this is Mike from the volunteer from the Human Solution. I'd like to make an update on what's going on in Kansas right now.
Please do. We look forward to your calls from Kansas to let us know what's happening out there in the middle of the country. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, anyways, from what I've gleaned living in Southern California, I'm not from Kansas, Sarah Swain, who is the attorney for Kyler Carriker, started court, the jury trial yesterday, and jury has been selected. Kyler Carriker, as you may know, was the victim in a pot robbery where he had knew a guy that would sell an acquaintance from his high school some weed. Well, it turns out, unbeknownst to Kyler, he was a victim of a con artist from gang members, and he was shot, as well as the person that was selling the weed was also killed by these gang members. And now he's facing felony murder in the state of Kansas. He's being represented by the same attorney as representing Shona Banda. And I just wanted to give a shout-out because we've had really good presentation and support at the courthouse. That they've had maybe 30 people and up in front of the courthouse. The courthouse has already decided that no T-shirts are allowed that have any kind of express message about the case, and no solidarity ribbons from Human Solution are to be worn inside the courthouse. So,
oh my God,
they sort of stepped on our First Amendment rights there. Well, anyway, so we line the street with cars and parked in front of the courthouse, legally, of course, that were just had that, you know, that type of chalk you can draw on cars and windows for like supporting softball and stuff like that. Well, these were walking billboards along with all the other people that were out there holding up signs. Now, this case, the district attorney has kind of violated ex post facto law that says that they cannot charge somebody with a crime if it hasn't been declared a crime yet. They actually passed a law after this crime was convicted and then postdated it back to Kyler. So anyways, that's what's going on right now, and opening statements will be starting tomorrow. And if I could I make a shout out for all of the activist organizations that have jumped on board, that have supported us in this case and Shona's case in Kansas?
Of course.
Okay, anyways, there's a all the magazines and periodicals and blog spots, of course, that supported Shona, it went worldwide. But in Kyler's case, it's just getting started. Bobby Rodrigo, who has a podcast called I Take My Liberty with Coffee, and it's part of the Coffee Party, and he also writes a blog for the Fifth Column, came out with a really good story today if you want to look that up. The Free Thought Project is a blog. It's somewhat of a libertarian, I would say. They have written stories on about five or six on Shona, as well as they wrote a really good story today about Kyle Carrick. And also would like to make a shout out to Bleeding Kansas, activist group, and also Kansas Exposed and Mike Schatz, who's the writer for Kansas Exposed, in bringing this story to light, as well as the ever the mother that everybody wished they had, Jennifer Wynn, who was the former candidate for governor of Kansas, who got 37% of the vote against the current governor. Hmm. And she ran just because her son was arrested for this. Hmm. So that's what's going on.
Well, thank you so much for the update. I mean, all those people working so hard. Kansas has got to be a really, really tough place to have to be out and proud supporter for marijuana freedom. So thank you so much for your call. And I encourage everyone to check out the website at THSINTL, the Human Solution International.org, to learn more. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. All right. So again, our phone lines are open at 844-420-RADIO, 844-207-2346. And we were going to talk about the presidential candidates and where they stand on the marijuana issue. We've covered this a few times. As we mentioned, the Trumpster, Donald Trump, seems to be of the legalization variety, seems to be fairly for it, at least at the state level. But the other candidates that we wanted to talk about, Senator Rand Paul, he gets the top marks for wanting marijuana legalization. And he says he thinks the federal government just ought to stay out of marijuana regulation. So that would be the not just the standard, well, if the states legalize it, that's cool, but more like, let's just get the federal government out of this altogether. He's, of course, running on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, supports medical marijuana and decriminalization, but he's curious about how Colorado's turning out. And it's always interesting, too, how these candidates, when they ever mention it, they always mention Colorado. They never mention Washington State, right? So that's probably good. Let's let them look at Colorado. So he wants to look at the issue in more depth when it comes to Colorado. Hillary Clinton says she supports research on medical marijuana, but has opposed efforts to reduce penalties for cannabis use. Now she says she's interested in seeing how legalization efforts pan out. Let's go to some audio that we have of Hillary Clinton on this particular story. If I get the right window to turn on, here we go. Hillary Clinton speaking about this on CNN.
Well, at the risk of committing radical candor.
That's what we want here.
Yes. Well, I have to say, I think we need to be very clear about the benefits of marijuana use for medicinal purposes. I don't think we've done enough research yet, although I think for people who are in extreme medical conditions and have anecdotal evidence that it works, there should be availability under appropriate circumstances. But I do think we need more research because we don't know how it interacts with other drugs. There's a lot that we don't know. So on medicinal purposes. On recreational, you know, states are the laboratories of democracy. We have at least two states that are experimenting with that right now. I want to wait and see what the evidence is.
Do you want to wait and try it? You said you've never smoked.
No, I didn't do when I was young. I'm not going to start now.
So that was Hillary Clinton sitting down with CNN's Christine Amanpour. And one of those wishy-washy kind of answers. We're going to wait and see. We don't have enough evidence. We just don't have enough evidence after 7,000 years of human history using marijuana. Then there's the states' rights guys. Jeb Bush, he says, quote, "I thought legalization was a bad idea, but states ought to have the right to do it," end quote. But when he was governor of Florida, he opposed the ballot initiative. No, last year, I'm sorry. He opposed the ballot initiative for medical marijuana in Florida, where he used to be the governor. He's also on the board of Drug Free America. So I don't know about Jeb Bush and his states' rights act here if he's on the board of Drug Free America. Ted Cruz, he's one of the states' rights guys, saying, quote, "If the citizens of Colorado decide they want to go down that road, that's their prerogative." Then Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, opposes any form of legal marijuana, but could imagine supporting medical marijuana so long as it isn't mind-altering. Because, you know, we wouldn't want to have any drugs out there being given to people for medical purposes that alter their mental state. Xanax, OxyContin, freaking how many drugs could we name in the next hour that affect your mental state? Mike Huckabee. He's against it. He's previously opposed legalization, but here's his 2008 audio on medical marijuana when he was running in 2008 for in the state of New Hampshire.
Let me ask you something.
Ask away.
Legislators in 12 states have passed laws protecting a seriously ill who's medical marijuana. It's an issue that has support from the American Nurses Association, the Institute of Medicine. Uh-huh. Our current federal policy is to raid and arrest the sick and dying in these states that have passed this law. You'll have the opportunity, if elected, to approve of or end these raids. Will you approve of arresting and raiding cancer patients?
You know, I don't support the idea of legalizing marijuana, so I want to be honest about that. I don't think that there are as many wonderful things to come from it as there are some dangers to come from it. You know, if they're targeting people, I'm not sure that makes good sense, but I wouldn't go and say that you shouldn't follow the law.
But you would continue the raids, though?
I probably just wouldn't, make that a major priority one way or the other.
But if you are
I don't support the idea, let me be clear, I just don't want to be dishonest with you. I don't support the idea of legalizing marijuana. Just don't.
But you wouldn't end the raids? You'd continue the raids?
Probably not.
Okay.
There we go. So he'd continue raids on medical marijuana patients. That's from 2008. But he does say that Colorado, like other states, have a right to legalize it without federal intervention. He even said, quote, "Thanks, Colorado, for protecting us from making the decision that you guys made that didn't work out real well for you," end quote. Rick Perry, the former Texas governor, is another states' rights guy, confirmed that position at the Western Conservative Summit. He said, quote, "These decisions need to be made in the states. I defend the right of Colorado to be wrong on that issue." Scott Walker, the Republican governor from Wisconsin, supports the right of other states to legalize marijuana, but not in my state. He said, quote, "Now there are people who abuse alcohol, no doubt about it, but I think it's a big jump between someone having a beer and someone smoking marijuana." Big jump. Oh, yeah. They're so, so crazily different. It is actually a big jump from a really dangerous substance to one that is far safer. Yeah, it is actually a big jump. Just not the direction you think it is, Scott Walker. Exactly. And then there's Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon. He opposes legalization of what he calls a gateway drug. He says, quote, "Tends to be a starter drug for people who move on to heavier duty drugs, sometimes legal, sometimes illegal, and I don't think this is something that we really want for our society," end quote. Donald Trump, they say Donald Trump's against it now. At CPAC, he said legal marijuana was a bad idea, but he didn't even advocate the states' rights argument. He says, quote, if they vote for it, they vote for it, but they got a lot of problems going on in Colorado right now. Big problems, end quote. Bobby Jindal is against it, saying, quote, I don't think you can ignore federal law. It is still the law of the land. It still needs to be enforced, end quote. Chris Christie, very against it, said that he will shut down and absolutely not permit marijuana legalization to happen while on his watch as president, and would shut down the programs already in place in Colorado and in Washington. Now, some of the other candidates we don't have any information on. I don't have anything from Carly Fiorina, for example, or John Kasich, who just joined the race recently. Jim Webb on the Democratic side has been good on the prison issue, on ending mass incarcerations, and seems to understand the drug war issue, but we don't hear much from him. Martin O'Malley and Lincoln Chafee also kind of wishy-washy on the marijuana issue. So we'll keep you posted as the months go on, as we get closer and closer to the 2016 election for president. And marijuana, it will definitely be a big part of the conversation.
Five of the last nine major party candidates to run for president, three of the last nine vice presidential candidates, and the last three two-term presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show. .420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. Normal stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks are far less than those posed by legal drugs. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment here for our Tuesday show. But remember, coming up at 8 p.m. tonight, Pacific time, we've got Electric Bob's Boogaloo. You can hear some great electronic music, a one-hour mix, coming up 8 p.m. tonight. It's Duran Duran with I Wanna Take You Higher Again, version 2. All right, so as we wind things up here, we're talking about dogs in the chat room. if you haven't joined our chat room, make sure you take the time to go to 420radio.org, click on the green live chat button, and you can join in with great folks from all across this great planet of ours. People in Hawaii, people in Canada, people in the UK. You never know who you're going to be chatting with on the 420radio.org live chat line. Sometimes they get into some discussions, get into some topics from the chat room. We also take questions when we have live guests. You can get your question in on the chat room, and if I see it in time, I'll work it into my questioning. But we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone lines here at 84-420-RADIO. We've got the 602 area code in the house. What's up?
Yeah, it's me again. I just wanted to touch on what we were talking about before we went to the song. I think a lot of people need like more empathy, too, because there's just a lot of people who just look down on people for like no reason.
Okay. More empathy in the world just in general? Or was this with a specific topic we were talking about?
I just noticed you were talking about before I called the last time, you were talking about how...
Boy, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, me too. and also, sorry, I...
No, that makes me want to light up, man. You go ahead.
Yeah. How many states do you have ballots right now? Because I did want to ask you that.
Okay, so there are 8 states right now that I did in that rant. And by the way, that radical rant column should be posted at High Times sometime later today. So there are 8 of them that I identified, but the main website I go to is called Ballotpedia, like Wikipedia, but ballot at the beginning, ballotpedia.org. And they've got a marijuana on the ballot page, and they break it down by year. And if I go there and look at all of them, because I didn't include Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, South Dakota, or Wyoming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more, 6, 7 more, 8 more states. So there's like 16 states if I would have counted all of them. But that includes people that have like, you know, they've written up a ballot and they've got petitions, but like the Arizona thing, they're volunteer and they don't have any money and nobody's heard of them. And yeah, I couldn't include all of them.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least there's momentum there.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we're talking about that, it's interesting. If you look at the page, right? So the 2016 has 25 measures listed. Now, maybe half of them are real serious, but still 25 measures listed. If you look at the last presidential election year, 2012, there was 6. If you look at the last presidential election year, 2008, there was 3. You go back to 2004, there was 3. Go back to 2000, there was 4, right? So every, like, this is the most, you know, 25 of these things sitting here in a presidential election year really tells us that the conversation has shifted in our favor.
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to touch on, there was a Bernie Sanders rally here recently, and it was his biggest turnout so far. I think there was like 1,200 people who turned out.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I heard about that. And it was also, was that, you guys had Netroots Nation going on down there too?
What was that? Hold on, I'm going to turn off my fan.
Yeah, it's Arizona. You don't have to do that. but it's the Netroots Nation, right? That was going on down
there? Netroots Nation. I've just never heard of them.
Oh, okay. I spoke at Netroots Nation in 2010 on marijuana legalization, and the latest news on Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley is they got interrupted by the Black Lives Matter protesters. And, you know, I'll talk about that on a future show, but... yeah, Bernie's just been drawing crowds, massive, massive crowds. And it's like, you know, the media kind of wants to cast him off as not being a serious candidate or not having any chance against Hillary Clinton. But he's really tapping into a lot of what people are feeling these days, I think.
Yeah, well, I just watched the YouTube video and I was like, man, if he's president, he might actually, I don't want to get caught up in the whole emotional, he might change things, but there might be a chance this time.
Yeah. You know, he's right. You know, he's right as hell when it comes, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to the economic issues plaguing, you know, the wealth inequality that we're dealing with and not taxing the rich enough and so forth. I don't know where he's on, where he's at on foreign policy and where he's at on racial policy. And those are like if I had to make a three-legged stool of what I'm interested in this election, those are the things I think we got to directly address the racist nature of America before we can move forward.
He was talking a lot about the police brutality and the drug laws and all that. From what I've heard, he just wants to get rid of it.
That's good. So we got to solve that. I think we also have to solve our foreign policy, and that is we have to stop trying to be the world policeman and let like other people, like, why are we still got troops in Germany? Why do we still got troops in Japan? I these countries make a lot of money. They can have their own armies. Why are we trying to clean up the Middle East? Saudi Arabia's got like what, the second largest standing army in the world? What? Yeah. Let them take care of ISIS.
All this drug war crap was made by the U.S. and it was all UN treaties that the U.S. drew up. So
yeah, the legacy of Harry Anslinger. Harry Anslinger was our drug czar. They didn't call it that then, but he was our drug czar from 1937 to 1962. That's 25 years. That's from second term of FDR to JFK. He was our main guy, our point man on making drug policy. And his crowning achievement was pushing through the UN that 61 single convention treaty. And that's like the thing that is the final like webbing that has kept prohibition afloat for over 50 years now.
Yeah, exactly. And from some guy who was born over almost 100 years ago now.
Yeah. Amazing. Isn't it? All right. Well, take care, man. And keep cool in Arizona. That's all the time we got for today. Thanks for calling in again. I'm Radical Russ here from legal Potland, Oregon. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and views you can use for the cannabis community, including our visit with Doug Fine for our Hemp Day Hump Day. Cross your fingers. And plenty more. For everyone here at Roland J Studios, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at radicalrus.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it.